It's city policy to defend employees if they're sued for what they did on the job. And the city did pay for the civil defense of Randall Carrick, the officer who shot an unarmed 24-year-old 12 times, hitting him 10 times. By mid-August, the city paid nearly $21,000 for his defense attorney in the wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of Jonathan Farrell. But city manager Ron Carley cites a two-page resolution from 1977 in deciding to stop those payments. The resolution lists four situations where the city doesn't have to defend an employee in a civil lawsuit: if he or she committed fraud, was under the influence of drugs or alcohol, disobeyed city orders, or commits a crime. In Carrick's case, because CMPD charged him with a crime, Ron Carley wrote in a statement that it would be, quote, inconsistent and untenable to continue to defend him. But he added that if the charges against him in his criminal case are dropped, or if he's found not guilty, the city would have to pick up the tab again for his attorney. Jonathan Farrell's family believes Farrell was racially profiled when Carrick responded to a report of an early morning break-in last September. Farrell, who was black, was apparently seeking help after wrecking his car. Officer Carrick, who is white, shot him 10 times. CMPD charged Carrick with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours later. The attorney for Carrick in the civil lawsuit declined comment, other than to say options are being explored. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma.